Welcome to the Marty Sheegold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real house of fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheegold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Guys, we're going to do this right for the last morning this week.
Yes. I'm ready.
Are you ready? Is everyone ready? Will?
Top six at six.
Of course I'm ready.
Oh. You're early. Top six at six.
I think we all just missed it.
Yeah. We did all just miss it.
Because it's not easy to do. I wonder if Richie Beno ever did that. Top six at six.
Surely.
By the end. Top six at six. Bon Mots. Choice morsels. The sushi of stories, if you will.
Itty bitties.
Yeah. Headlines.
Call it what you like in your own mind as you're driving in or indeed dropping some bread into the toaster.
Oh, sourdough, I hope.
Of course. Oh. When was the last time you just put some tip-top white bread into your toaster?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, and rightfully so. Nothing wrong with tip-top, good people. Coming in at number one, fleeing driver arrested after ploughing into crowd. That sounds like an awful story.
It is an awful story.
I'm not fully across that one.
No,
was that from overnight?
Overnight, yeah.
In Melbourne. Night.
I haven't really gotten into that one, has
yeah.
Number two, the project's Lisa Wilkinson questioned Sydney COVID outbreak timing.
She's with me. Remember what, I said recently that it's always an outbreak before a small public holiday or an event that people will gather for?
What's happening in Sydney?
Well, they've got all these new restrictions and Mother's Day's on Sunday.
Oh, that's tenuous, isn't it?
It is.
Well, she said we got Mother's Day coming up. Christmas was a disaster. Anzac Day in Perth. Easter, we had a problem. Valentine's Day. All these days, guys.
But they've just found that someone's got COVID. So
but there's always a day in
said,
other news.
She said, what is with this virus
I think
and
it's
public holidays?
Coincidental.
Yeah, she's only joking.
But she's with me.
Yeah, you've been very big on this. You've been very big on this.
It's true.
This is an awful story coming in at number three. Former NRL star Jared Hayne jailed for at least 3 years and 8 months while one of his supporters allegedly spits at the victim outside of court.
Terrible
Disgusting.
Story. Yeah.
What is going on there? That whole story is so full on.
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm staying out of that one.
Yeah.
Draw your own conclusions. Mm. Number four, warning about deadly bat disease. How are we saying that word? Lysavirus in Sydney.
Yeah. Mm.
Number five, states to discuss flights bringing Australians home from India. Okay. All right, so that's a whole chat.
Yep.
Number six, study warns bald men are up to 2.5 times more likely to suffer severe COVID-19 than males with a full head of hair.
Watch out, Marty. What's on the
We're doing this for KO Sport Lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you're new to KO, start your 14-day free trial today. What is going on over
there?
I was waiting for a comment like that all morning.
I missed it. Well, as did everybody else in Melbourne.
As I literally walked back in, I thought, he hasn't mentioned my jacket yet. When's this going to happen?
And I just asked Will if they had them in men's.
I love his shirt.
I love
the whole
it too.
Team. You would. Yeah.
No, I said to Will when he came in, I said, great jacket. And he said, yeah, I was a bit nervous to wear it. And I said, don't worry.
No.
I used to be nervous to wear things around Marty too. But then I said, no, have faith in yourself.
Absolutely.
And believe in yourself.
And so picked it out.
Dress however you want.
I did
want.
Say that you
That's
were teasing for it, though.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
As I pulled it out, I was like, he'll make a comment.
Of course.
I don't care anymore.
Well, the comment's out of the way now. Have they got them in men's?
Yeah.
It's standard stuff.
Three times now.
It's a great jacket.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You were wonderful on Front Bar last night, by the way,
mate. I know you watched it closely.
It's too late.
You're a good guy like that.
Yeah, we're all
blokes
asleep.
In the team.
I was asleep.
Yeah, well, I would have loved to have been asleep.
I know.
Mate, but unfortunately, I'm building a profile around the show that we work on.
That has your
That's
name on
it's
it.
It's your show.
Fair point.
On the back page, you just asked before, the Storm will be offended because you didn't catch that game, did you?
No, I did not.
They demolished the Rabbitohs. Ended up 50-0.
To the Storm.
Storm won 50-0 at Stadium Australia last night.
Against
the Rabbitohs, who were placed third before
the
game.
Yeah, they're going well.
They're going pretty well.
Jeez.
A 6-try masterclass from Josh Adokar, our mate.
He scored 6 tries.
He's the first Melbourne Storm player to score 5 tries in a game,
let
alone 6.
Unbelievable.
And the first NRL player in 71 years
to score six.
We have to go back to 1950. I had to look it up myself in the stats. And 8th of July, 1950, it was Jack Troy playing for Newtown.
Okay. I know Newtown. I don't know Jack Troy.
So, crazy performance from the Melbourne Storm. And here
That's unbelievable.
Here is how Ray Warren called Josh Adokar's sixth.
Yes, they're going out towards Adokar. And here's Ollam with the ball. He puts in a real strong fed. Here goes Addo! Adokar! Now you take six!
Now you take six!
How good's Ray Warren?
Yeah.
Why I hope he keeps going. Sound like that?
Yeah, it's a more deep, resonant whistle than
that. What an interesting comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. It's a totally different sound.
They hold it for longer than in the
And they really rip into it, don't they?
Sounds like a dolphin.
Yes, it does. It's got dolphin vibes. Definitely got dolphin vibes. It's got a SeaWorld vibe.
It does.
Yeah.
Which I'm not about.
Oh, who's about SeaWorld? Shamu.
Let out the orcas. The Storm have now moved to second place on the ladder with the best points difference in the NRL.
Good luck to them. Good luck to them.
Controversial Collingwood list manager Ned Guy has sensationally quit the club less than 6 months before the Adam Treloar Jaden Stevenson trade debacle.
Was it sensational, or had he announced that he was leaving the club?
That's the thing. The Age report that he resigned at the end of last year, but he's been staying on in his current role, and he will stay there until June 2nd, which is the mid-season draft.
Well, that doesn't seem sensational to me at all. It seems like a bloke that said he was going to leave, and now he's leaving incrementally over the next 4 weeks.
I retract sensational.
No, it's not your fault. It's just how it's been covered.
Yeah.
There's nothing sensational about it at all.
It has been a bit of a clear out at Collingwood, though. And
well, it's going to get worse after North beat them on the weekend and they have to get rid of Bucks.
It's interesting because was it you, Matt, that said, I think it was DC sent through the interesting stats. So the most common team to get a coach sacked after beating them is Geelong.
Is Geelong.
And the most common round for it to happen is round 11. And Collingwood take on Geelong in round 11.
If he lasts that long.
Oh, let's see. Teams tonight. Richmond take on Geelong, grand final rematch.
That'll
of course.
Be a great game.
Nick Vlosten comes in, as does Dustin Martin, so massive ins for the Tigers. Mm. Out goes Dylan Grimes with concussion and Trent Cotchin with a hamstring, as well as Patrick Naish, who's been omitted. So
he's been a bit hamstringy, Cotchin, over the last couple of years, hasn't he?
Over his whole career, a few one-monthers, which has been disappointing for him. Mm. For Geelong, in comes Sean Higgins with his thumb/hamstring injury that's been holding him back. Sam Simpson and Zach Guthrie come in as well. Out goes Jordan Clark, Grian Myers with his fractured leg, and Quinton Narkle. So big game at the G tonight.
Fractured leg.
Mm. Mm.
Is Quinton's nickname Fark?
No, Sparkle, actually.
Oh, yeah. What?
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real house of fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.